Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, with Malcolm Ballinger here this morning in Ballinger Publishing. I had to laugh. We were moving some microphones around. I went, oh, the mics are live. So that means it's Monday morning. Haven't had all my coffee yet. So please forgive me, y'all. It happens every once in a while. So there you go. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Top of the morning to
you. Top of the morning to you, lad. I do know my Irish, just so you know.
Yes.
Just so
and,
you know.
Well, the reply is, and the rest of the day to you, sir.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's great. Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk. This is your first time on the show?
Feeling a little rambunctious because I have in my hand
okay.
Our biggest edition of the year.
And it is?
The Parade of Homes, official Parade of Homes edition of Pensacola Magazine.
And just so you know, it weighs about 5 pounds.
Yes.
It's a beautiful edition of his magazine for Pensacola Magazine. Yes. Beautiful home right on the cover and lots of gorgeous homes on the inside. Where can I go to pick this up?
Just about anywhere. But I tell you, a really good place to pick up a copy is at the Parade of Homes next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's this weekend?
Yes.
This weekend?
Yeah.
So, well,
we had this conversation before, didn't we?
We sure did.
It's this.
We sure did. You next. Say it's next. And see, when you say next, I'm thinking the next.
It's Friday the
14th, right? Is that right?
I think it is.
I'm going to check my calendar right now and get on the research department here. Yes, Friday the 14th, 15th, and Saturday the 15th, Sunday the 16th.
They will be available at every one of the homes.
Great.
In the Parade of Homes.
Excellent. Well, you've
including
done a beautiful job.
Of course.
So how long does it take to put this issue together?
Well, we start work on it, really. We have our first meeting with the Home Builders Association, usually in February or March.
And that's who sponsors this event?
That's correct. They are the sponsors of the Parade of Homes. Put the whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gather information and over a period of, well, what's that, February, 6 months, we gathered the information and say a little prayer every morning that the dream home will be somewhere near finished.
Right.
I think I mentioned last week that the dream home was pretty much finished when this photo was taken.
Well, it's beautiful.
But,
so where is this? Do you happen to know where it's located?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm going to have to look because I can't remember.
I know the information's inside, right? Because it is a beautiful home right on the cover. The landscaping's gorgeous. They've got gorgeous flowers and plants out front.
I was about to say.
Yes.
That the landscaping was the only thing not finished.
And
that is, I was going to say digitally enhanced.
AI enhanced.
It's sort of AI'd in.
Digitally enhanced?
Yeah.
Well, it looks beautiful. I would never know looking at it. It looks absolutely real to me.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about that is it stays the same all year round.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
No, these homes, how many of our homes are featured, do you know, in the magazine?
That's a good question.
Because it looks like almost every page.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm trying to find the appropriate page here. You caught me off guard.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you on a
Nature
Monday morning.
Walk. That's what I wanted to say Nature Reserve, and I knew that was wrong. Nature Walk.
Okay. What part of town is that in? Do you know?
That is in the Nature Walk part
of
town.
Okay. Okay, so someone says the dream home. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. One of my listeners. I appreciate the research department that's on the line here. He says the dream home is in Carrington on Meeting Street in Cantonment.
Cantonment.
There
yes.
you go. So thank you, Scott.
Yeah, as you can probably tell, I haven't visited the dream home.
I see. Yes. Well,
but I will, of course. Well, it is a Monday morning, you know.
True. You're not expected to have seen everything.
The brain hasn't quite engaged yet.
Yes, but your phone's on, so that's good too.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk. If you just joined us, Pensacola's expert panel, Malcolm Ballinger is here on Monday mornings, kind of fills in on the community. He talks a lot about his publications and magazines. Obviously, this week we'll be focusing on the August issue, which is basically the official Parade of Homes guide. The Parade of Homes, if you just joined us, is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And of course, you can go online and find out exactly where all of this is happening. But if you have a question or a comment for Malcolm, you can always text that in at 850 450 437-1620. So that's an exciting event that we are looking forward to. This is an annual event that happens every year. And I have to say, looking at some of the photos, Malcolm, some of these homes truly are. There's one in particular that would be my dream home. And I thought, okay, well, here's one of the things that I always, even though we're in Florida, I like to have a fireplace. And it really makes, for whatever, when we get to the holidays, there's nothing better than having a little fire going. But the other thing that this home has, which I sold it for me now, is it has one of those old-fashioned bear claw tubs. One of the big, old, like, it looks, I mean, it's new looking, but it's that style. And I thought, oh, okay, they did it now. But unfortunately, it's a little out of my price range. But it's a beautiful little home. It's got a, and it even has a white picket fence. Yeah. Okay. But there is a lottery drawing tomorrow night, so maybe, just maybe, the tide will turn, and I can go to the parade on Hovens and buy my a new house this weekend.
You could buy the whole lot.
Correct.
And 900, what is it, 900 million?
Something crazy.
I think in cash, that's about 500.
I don't know.
400.
Once you get over at about 10,000, I'm happy.
Yeah. I think a check for $1 million in the mail will do fine.
I would be just fine. I don't know. I'm not greedy. I don't have to get all the numbers, just a few of them. Yeah. I'd be fine. That would work. So if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, talking with Malcolm Ballinger about Pensacola Magazine and this issue of the Parade of Homes.
Even if you're not in the market for a new home, but maybe upgrading your present home, remodeling, etc., this is a great magazine to read, obviously, but it's also, you should go to the Parade of Homes and look at the latest trends.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
See the decor and see what people are doing.
It just sows a seed of an idea, and you can translate it into your own home.
No question about it. It is a lot of fun. And you do get a chance to see how people are gardening. I'm sure that we'll have Mike on tomorrow with the Garden Line, and we'll be talking about the gardening trends. And
I bumped into Mike last week.
Yes.
And yeah, he's looking, feeling great, looking great.
Yep, so, he's a good one.
Yes.
He's a good egg, as my mom used to say.
He was at the event that you and I were both at.
Oh.
Which we probably shouldn't mention.
Which one was? Oh, the wedding.
Yes.
Yes.
The big wedding.
Yes, we had so much fun.
Yes.
It was a beautiful ceremony of a friend of ours, and we were happy to be there. It was a special, special occasion. Oh, so we just got a little comment here that came in. I feel like I need to do this with the British accent, but it says, Malcolm, cheerio and good morning. Have a wonderful day. That's from Tom.
From Tom. Okay,
yes.
Well,
thank you, Tom.
Good.
Cheerio.
Yeah. I guess I don't.
Do you say cheerio?
I don't know if I still say cheerio.
It's clearly British.
It is very British.
Yes.
Oh, usually it's shortened to cheers.
Oh, okay.
Even cheers, of course, is the drink.
Right, a toast, yeah.
Toast. But also, they tend to say when you're leaving, cheers.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I think of it as a greeting rather than a goodbye.
No, it's kind of, cheers means...
It's sort of like ta.
Yeah, ta. Yeah, exactly. That's the other one.
That's
ta.
The other one, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one I think of.
Ta-ta, ta.
All right, well, we're going to say ta for the moment because we have some commercials to play. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Before we got to the commercial break,
yes,
I was about to say, in response to
ta or cheerio,
I don't think I have a British accent anymore.
You... Okay, listeners, 850-437-1620. Or does not Malcolm Ballinger have an English accent, British accent?
I don't.
Keep talking.
Like, well, I don't say a lot of the British things anymore.
You don't say anything anymore, but...
I've lived in this country for, let me see now. Next year will be 50 years.
Wow, congratulations. And you're an American citizen, I know that.
Yes.
You're an American citizen.
Very proudly.
Someone sends a thumbs up. I think that means you do have an accent. You do.
Well,
it's not Cockney, you know, it's not real profound, but it's there, Malcolm. You have a certain...
It's kind of mid-Atlantic, and maybe...
Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping says he completely has a British accent. Oh, I appreciate the support. Does Malcolm Ballinger have, yes, whatever okay. our listener says.
Well, that exploded that myth then, didn't
it? I hate to break your balloon, pop the balloon there, buddy, but, you know.
Listeners are always correct.
Yes, they are. They're never wrong.
But seriously, I do feel like speaking to you, I feel like I don't have an accent any different to yours.
Well, see, and I'm I'm getting comments like, really? Yes, you do. Well, see, for me, it's interesting because I had, when I first moved up to New York City to be an actress, right, and I didn't think I had an accent, and I came from University of Georgia in Atlanta, Georgia, and my pitch was way up here, and I go and I say, hi, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be an actress. And the first thing the casting director said, you need a voice coach. That was the first thing. You've got to get a voice coach.
But so, there's lots of roles for Georgia girls.
Well, sure, but if you can do it optionally, not...
Oh.
That it's the only thing you can do, which at the time, so I had to learn to speak in a, you know, more lower voice. So it's funny now because I still think of myself as having sort of an actor's voice, right, or a radio voice. Mm. The only thing is, though, I've been around the South. I've been here 20 years, you know, I've grown up here. I've gone back to my old ways. So every once in a while, it'll slip out. And so I talk to my New York friends still that I've kept in touch with, and they think, oh, my God, you sound so Southern now. Mm. And I think, I don't think I sound that Southern, but they're just appalled. They're like, oh my God, you're so Southern. But it slips in there, the y'alls and the, you know, it slips in there for sure.
I don't think you, I think you have a very, what's the right expression? Not middle
Be
of
careful.
The road.
Be careful. Careful.
Middle of the road, maybe it's not the right expression, but it isn't Southern, it isn't Northern. It's I'm struggling for words here, but you,
it's supposed to be.
If I met you for the first time, I would not know you were from Georgia.
Okay,
that's for sure.
Well, I don't have the real Southern Georgia accent anymore.
No,
I used to. You
have like an Iowa accent, which is sort of Midwestern, no accent.
Okay, well that's what you shoot for when you're an actor. You can use that as your starting point, and then you can do anything else. I actually teach voice dialects as a side note. But here's something, some more comments about you. I like this one from Dan. He says, Malcolm speaks slower than a Southerner. But
I didn't realize that.
But pronounces his words with the articulation of someone from the Hamptons. That is a British accent. That is a British accent.
Yeah, we do tend to clip words, I guess.
Yeah, you have an articulation that's a little bit different. Someone else says, he sounds like an English gentleman.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you for that comment.
I'm not going to say.
That's made my day.
I know. That's a lovely compliment. Yeah. And then I love Sting. That makes me think of Sting's song, An Englishman in New York. Remember his songs? That was a big hit. It was a big hit. Anyway, 850-437-1620. We're talking about Malcolm's accent this morning and also the Parade of Homes.
When I call my brother in England.
Yes. What does he think? That you've been Americanized?
When I listen to him speak, it makes me feel like I don't have a British accent. I have an American accent.
Interesting.
Because it's so different from my brother.
And where does he live in England?
He lives in Derby, England.
Derby. Just say that again.
Derby.
You changed it.
I think we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. You would pronounce it and do pronounce it as Derby. It's spelled with an E, but pronounced
Derby
with an A.
Like the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, but it's Derby.
Oh.
As in the Epsom Derby and City of Derby.
Okay, here you go. Somebody just texted in. The only accurate way to test a British accent is to say the phrase "bloody mess." If I say it, it conjures one image. If he says it, then it's cursing. Bloody mess.
Yes, it's an absolutely bloody mess.
There you go. Okay.
We're going to get taken off air.
I know, right? Okay. Oh, someone has just commented about me. Uh-oh, I would rather not be the topic of conversation, but here we go.
No.
They say that, and your Georgia accent pops out when you talk football. That's true. How about them dogs?
Yeah.
When I get excited in football, definitely. Definitely, you got that right. That's funny. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, somehow we got on the topic of accents here and being British and all that.
Yes, I accept what all the listeners say.
So okay.
Yes, I must. But when I listen to myself on the website, when I listen to the sometimes
the podcast,
listen to see how awful I sound.
Oh.
And I think to myself, you know, I really don't have an accent.
Well, we have dispelled that myth this morning.
And with that thought,
we're going to cheers, take a break. Good Monday morning to you. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here as we've been discussing whether or not he sounds British. But we're also talking about the Parade of Homes, which is this weekend, and their new issue of Pensacola Magazine. It really is a beautiful issue. If you get a chance to pick it up, I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Isn't there something about a magazine?
The weight of it, it's like a book. It weighs about 5 pounds and tons of photos of homes.
We, of course, have all of this online, but there's still nothing like holding the...
Also, I'm a journalism major, so the smell of a new publication is always a brand new magazine, too, I have to say.
By the way, at the back of the magazine, there's a section, a regular Pensacola magazine section, and one of the articles there is Enchanted Drawings.
Oh.
I think we've talked about it in previous weeks. It's an exhibition of animation.
Oh, how fun. Is this part of the Fufu Festival coming up? I believe it is.
I think it probably is,
Yes, it is. October 29th through November 9th this year.
It was loaned by Gerald Adcox.
Oh, great.
And he's collected these for years and years and years.
No kidding.
And apparently... the exhibition is just a fraction of what he has.
I didn't know that about Gerald. That's interesting.
He is a collector of memorabilia.
Huh. I didn't know that, really. Yeah.
Guitars and
I know he sells the cars. I mean, he's got these beautiful cars.
And so I've been to the exhibition, actually, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of brings back those childhood watching the cartoon.
Well, I'm looking at some of the photos here and that are showcased here in the magazine. So you've got Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, of course.
But what I love this picture of, it's the Roadrunner. And the Roadrunner is actually doing a painting of it looks like a turkey.
But yeah.
He's finally caught the bird and roasted it, basically. Yeah. But it's very funny. But yeah, there's some really unique things that, like you said, will take your memories back.
I can highly recommend just a stroll through the exhibition. Mm-hmm. As we said, bring back memories of childhood.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun.
I mean, we all used to, as kids, sit in front of the TV and watch the Roadrunner and Bugs Bunny and Flintstones.
Well, I got the comics section. My dad would pick up the paper from the front yard and hand me the comics right as he came in the door.
Yeah.
back in the day.
And then, of course... wander up Palafox Street.
Yes.
In fact, after the break, we'll give a
downtown
update.
That sounds like a plan to me. We're going to take a quick break here for news, which we always have breaking coverage every day on News Radio 92.3, so be sure and keep listening in throughout the day. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Malcolm is going to stick around with us for another half hour. We've got plenty to talk about. I know we're going to get an update on the post office, Palafox Street, downtown, and some other things that are happening that you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're having a good start to your Monday in this new work week or school week. A lot of kids going back to school today. How about that? Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning. He is the owner and publisher of Ballinger Publishing. Thanks for sticking around, Malcolm. I appreciate you hanging out with me another half hour today.
You're welcome. We should say we got a text. We did not mention that it was at the Pensacola Museum of Art.
Yes, we were talking right before the break all
about
the animation series coming up with the Fufu Festival.
Our listeners are always correcting us.
We need help. We need your help.
Help.
So the exhibit is going to be during Fufu Festival, which is October 29th through November 9th. And it will be at the...
No, it's already open now.
Oh, it is open now.
Yes.
Pardon me. I'm misreading this section here. Oh, okay. So it's at the Pensacola Museum of Art. My apologies.
Yes.
I stand corrected for sure. So thank you for that. Oh, someone just sent me more information about it. I love it. Y'all are the best, really. Let's see.
We're supposed to be the knowledgeable ones.
Listen to me. Look at this. May 22nd through September 6th. That's the Enchanted Drawings. The Magic of Animation, and it is at the Pensacola Museum of Art. Illustrations from the Gerald and Vicky Adcox Collection. There you go. Thank you for sending that in.
I appreciate
you.
I went to the opening.
Okay, now so, we're caught up. I apologize. In
May, yes, I'm sorry. We should have been more
that was
communicative.
Me. That was me. That was my bad. I'll be better informed next time. I apologize. Okay, so moving on, we got that big exhibit, so I'm definitely going to go see it. I didn't realize it was already up and running, so that's awesome. Mm. We've got the Parade of Homes this weekend coming up, if you're interested in that.
Yep.
And you had an update you said for us about Palafox Street and downtown?
Yes, the downtown update. I wish I had good news, but I don't.
Okay, what is the news?
The latest I've heard is that the post office will not open until the new year.
Wow.
That is
okay.
An unconfirmed rumor, but I've heard it from a couple of sources. And I drive or walk past every day, and there is no activity at all. So I've got to assume it's, well, sometime in the future.
Huh, okay.
I will do more detective work and try and see if I can suss out the truth.
Interesting. But we are getting, if you've been concerned about it, you can count on a weekly update from Malcolm, because he was really wanting this post office to open.
I think it's so important to downtown that we have a post office.
I agree. I can't argue that.
Mm. And again, I'm not sure, other than I heard that there was problems with the floor. That's hard to imagine that would delay it another 4 months, but that is the word.
Okay. Well.
And of course, the Palafox Street, they're still working on the side streets, but of course Palafox Street is open top to bottom.
It looks beautiful.
Yes.
It really has done a great job with it.
Yes, they have. And a nice little trip before you go to eat downtown is to walk or drive down to South Palafox Street to Plaza Ferdinand and look to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you see it long before you get to Plaza Ferdinand. It's that huge yellow gantry.
Oh.
For want of a better expression. And behind it is an even taller iron structure.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, I was asking about what exactly they are, and I couldn't get a definitive answer. Maybe a listener knows. But at night, they are lit up.
Oh, it's amazing.
They dominate the skyline.
And it's interesting because you're thinking, what is that? It's hard to tell what it is.
I think one theory was that it's a giant crane that lifts things out of the
water. Have to have my friend Matt, who works out at the port, mm-hmm. to get him on the show and have him tell us exactly what that is.
But at night, as I say, they are lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm glad I'm not paying the utility bill on that one. It is huge. And when you are...
it's orange, isn't it? Orange or...
It's like a yellow.
Yellow-orange color, yeah.
When you're fairly adjacent to it and look up, I mean, I don't know how tall it is, but it's got to be a couple of hundred feet, maybe more. It's hard to judge.
Oh, it's high, yeah.
It is huge.
Wow. Well, we'll have to find out. We'll have to get our research department on that as well. We're keeping our listeners busy this morning.
Yes,
if you've got a text or a question or a comment from Malcolm, either about his publications or maybe something about downtown, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. We also like to keep you abreast of things that are happening. And just a reminder, we still have Bands on the Beach going on out at Pensacola Beach. So if you want to check it out tomorrow night, I always like to let you know who's playing. And it's the 9th Avenue Brass Band, Malcolm. They've been around since 2019. It's a 10-member band that's been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas. They do parades and parties, but it's the brass band. So they never fail to bring the second line to the people, it says. That would be fun.
I love a brass band.
Yeah, well, they're going to be there tomorrow night. Starts at 7 o'clock right at the Gulf Beach Casino Beach Pavilion. And it's a lot of fun. It's free. You can just come out and bring a chair and a cooler and have a great time.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow night, Bands on the Beach. So don't miss it.
I lived a couple of times in New Orleans, and I got to love the music.
Oh, it's fantastic. It just makes you feel happy. And I think I love it, too, because they use the happy music as they do that line for funerals to celebrate people's lives.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different take on it. And I love that. Yes. Silence. And on that note,
Well, I was just thinking, when my time comes, I hope I'm there.
You want a brass band?
Yeah, okay. But I want to be there to enjoy the party.
Oh, I understand. That's what
but I guess you can't have it both ways.
Probably not. Probably not. But anyway, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Parade of Homes is this weekend. We got the Parade of Homes guide, which is produced by Ballinger Publishing.
But you can bet I'll be looking down.
Oh, I suspect you'll be taking notes.
And, yes.
No doubt about that. If you just joined us, if you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, all you got to do is text it in 850-437-1620. It's Monday morning. We're getting this week started, so I hope this is a good start for you. And if you do get a chance to pick up the magazine, you can pretty much pick it up anywhere. They have it at all the visitor centers. I know there's several places in town, a lot of the restaurants, Joe Patty's, Rishi's East, some of the other locations.
Get a copy if you can. Best-selling edition. I have already topped up at Joe Paddy's and Richie's East, the two downtown where we have lots and lots of copies, and I just can't keep pace with it. Every time I drive by, I drop in and leave more copies.
Okay.
They just disappear like crazy.
All right. Steven just texted in. Thank you, sir. He says the big rig that we were talking about, he says it's for decommissioning oil rigs.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay.
It looks like it might lift them up.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Do oil rigs, I guess they float, I would think, and you lift them up.
I don't know. Mm. That is so out of my purview.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Well, thank you for that information.
Okay. And then this one, someone else just texted, Catherine just texted and said, and I have heard that it is used to remove old or damaged oil rigs. Okay.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Very interesting.
It's a marvel that thing floats.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's just huge. But it's very fascinating. So we'll have to get, like I said, I have to reach out to my friend Matt and see if he can give us more detail on that for the next time. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing and all things Pensacola. We still got the Wahoos played over the weekend, I believe. They were out there. And we still got some sports happening. The Ice Flyers are getting geared up.
Yes, I bumped into Greg Harris, the owner.
Right.
And, agreed we need to get together and talk about next season.
Yeah.
He's really hyped up about the new season.
It's exciting.
Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
And you know what's around the corner. College football.
Oh.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
Who's counting? But it's coming up. It's August.
Is your team rated?
Yes, we are. We're in the top five. We've been rated by one poll at number one and another at number three. So we'll see what happens.
Oh.
We'll see what happens. And one of them was, I think we're number one in the SEC. We got ranked for I'm speaking about the Georgia Bulldogs for those who.
I think everybody knows. I don't think you have to tell them.
Well, we might have new listeners. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, hopefully.
Yes, of course. So we're going to take a quick break. If you've got a question or comment, just text it on it. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is here. We never know what the expertise is about, but he is an expert on Ballinger Publishing. We'll be right back with Malcolm on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, spending some time this Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger, and I hope you are having a nice cup of coffee and on your way to work, and it's going to be an easy week, I promise. And if you're looking for something fun to read, now is the time to pick up a copy of Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. This is the newspaper that Malcolm puts out. They publish this every month, and the August issue has hit the newsstands. Colorful cover, because there's so many. I would say, Malcolm, in events season now. Malcolm Ballinger is here. And when
yes.
we hit the fall, boy, we hit the events. So there's a feature right on the cover about First Fridays, which are wonderful events in downtown Pensacola. And now the Art Walk, which is also something really cool.
Mm.
So check that out, and you'll have details and dates and times and everything inside the Downtown Crowd issue.
In an article of a few years ago, we dubbed Pensacola as a festival city.
It is.
And I think we are.
Well, there's no question in my mind about
undisputed.
It. What I probably need to do is I will do this, I promise, for our listeners. I will get together a list of all the upcoming festivals and things that are coming up. And I need to make a list of that so that I can get that to y'all and you can put that on your calendars. Because
yeah.
there's so many things, it's hard to keep track. It's hard, really hard to keep track. But yeah, the First Fridays and the Art Walk, it's just of one of many, so we'll get you some more information soon. And in the meantime, football season is starting. We broadcast our Argos games live on our sister station, Sports Radio, and if you get a chance to check that out, that's going to be starting soon. So lots happening, sir.
Yes, and of course the pro football.
Pro football, correct. Pro football. Who watches that?
I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I watch the Denver Broncos.
I know you are a big Broncos fan, which is interesting coming from England. I think I know why, though. It was your son that was a big fan, correct?
Yes, my son is a huge fan. And when we first moved to the U.S., we lived in Denver, went to live with
I didn't know that.
Sister-in-law
interesting.
In Denver. And my brother-in-law took myself and my oldest son to a football game in the old Denver stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a south stand, which was really raucous. And my son loved it and has been a has been a Bronco fan.
Well, that makes
since.
Sense. Okay, that makes sense.
Lives in, I mean, knows every player, knows all the stats.
Well, that's how you have to be if you're a true fan. You have
yes.
to know every player
yes.
and all that. That's wonderful. Well, I had an interesting experience this weekend. I haven't, you know, I hate to say, but I've gotten lazy about going to the movies. So I watch Netflix and all the stuff on TV, and when the new feature comes out, I'll catch it there. But I had an opportunity this weekend to actually go to the movies, and I realized I hadn't been in a while. And mm-hmm. The reason I went was I wanted to see this movie. Spider-Man is the big hit. That's the one everybody's seeing, and that's drawing big numbers of people and fans and money and everything else. But the other one, I thought, I've got to see this on the big screen, is The Odyssey, starring Matt Damon and Anne Hathaway. And I have to say, it was such an experience. What a movie that is. It's almost 3 hours long. They didn't use, they did a lot of the, it's set up, it's the whole story of Odysseus and his journey. And everything is set basically in Greece and the oceans and the gods, and you have all kinds of mythology. It's all the Greek mythology, so it's really interesting. But I saw an interview with the director, which I thought was, they did not use AI or any of the fake things, so that when you see the ships, they actually built the ships, and the poor extras that had to row wow. these ships in the middle of these fake storms or whatever, but they actually created the rough water and all that kind of stuff with wind machines. They did it the old-fashioned way. So it's not IG, it's done. I was totally blown away by this, that the fact that they actually did it the hard way. So it's really, if you get a chance to see it, you definitely want to see it on the big screen.
Well, it'll come to cable.
It's convention. Not the same as what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, I get what you say.
Yeah, it was really good.
Cinemas, for them to mm-hmm. be relevant, they have to create a sound and visual experience that you can't
yes.
get at home. And I understand that.
There's that this one is definitely
20
that.
20 speakers and yeah. all kinds of things.
This was that.
Yeah, I imagine that it would be a great experience.
Well, it was funny when I was chatting with Malcolm about it, because I haven't been to the theater for a while. So my friends were making fun of me because everything's done online now. So you buy a ticket in advance online. You can even buy your popcorn and soda online. And then you go and you pick it up. It's already ready for you. I mean, that was so different for me. I just started laughing. I thought, man, things yeah. just keep
your
changing.
Your $20 bucket of popcorn.
Exactly, the tub.
Oh, tub.
A tub of popcorn with popcorn. But I want to say this. I don't know why. I know it's not on the healthy program, but there is nothing better than, for some reason, movie theater butter on popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about the hot butter on the popcorn. I can't recreate it at home, but it is so good. He's looking at me blankly.
I'm not a popcorn fan.
Oh, Malcolm, you've never had popcorn? Have you had popcorn
in
a movie
popcorn.
Theater with hot butter on it?
See? Yes, I think I have. Yeah.
No, there's no thinking about it. If you've had it, you've had it.
I haven't been to the movies.
See, that's what I'm saying.
In a long, long time.
Well, I'm just going to put a plug in for it, because I'd forgotten how much fun it is to go to the theater, sit there and look at the big screen. It was really fun. I'm going to do more of it, because it was just a really great. It was just a lot of fun to do that. So I'm just putting that plug out for our listeners. If you're looking for something fun to do and you want to get out of the heat, go to the movies. It was really fun.
Mm.
Really enjoyed it. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are here this morning with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm's got a new Pensacola magazine out right now, the official Parade of Homes Guide. How long does it take to put this together?
Well, it is a six-month process
mm-hmm.
from the first meeting, gathering all of the information. You know, we get information from a lot of builders, so that takes time.
How do you select? How do they select the homes for this? Are they all new homes?
Yes. and the individual builders have to supply all the information, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long, long process. We've really upgraded the descriptions, the floor plans. We try and always give a really detailed picture,
mm-hmm.
and a detailed floor plan and other features. And so it, again, it takes time.
Right. Well, it's very, very well done. So if you get a chance, pick that up. It's the Parade of Homes edition for Pensacola Magazine. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question or comment, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We've got to go to break right now, but we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here keeping me company on this Monday morning. Getting lots of texts from y'all this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Someone was telling me about, Becky was the one that sent us all that good information about the exhibit over at the Pensacola Museum of Art. So thank you so much for that. And then we got a text in from Henry who says, tell Ballinger to Google TX 10,000 for info on the big crane.
TX 10,000.
So everybody take a note. Of that, we'll have to do that. And then a reminder, we were talking about bands on the beach, and I was just talking about the movies and how much fun it is to see it on the big screen. Catherine reminded me that the Cinemas in the Sand is this Friday night at Pensacola Beach, and so that's always fun, y'all. The movie is The Goat. Goat, G-O-A-T. And the little note here about the movie, let me see what it's about, because I have not seen this one. An underestimated farm goat sets out to prove he can be a hero in this funny and inspiring animated adventure. So that's this Friday night at the Gulf. You can't miss it. It's the Gulf, the Casino Beach, yeah. Right there on the Gulf side.
That is wonderful that they... Listeners have corrected us and informed us.
Oh, I love this. I'm really It's been fantastic this morning, everybody texting in the way you have. So thank you so much. It's always fun.
Yes. I look forward to Monday mornings.
He's the best. You're a good egg.
Don't forget to go to BallingerPublishing.com.
Yes.
And to see all of the magazines online.
And it's great because you can flip through. I love the way the mechanics of it. You can flip through like you're looking through the magazine in your phone.
But as we've said earlier, there's nothing like holding a book or a magazine.
Absolutely. And this particular one, the Parade of Homes one, is really heavy and thick. It's like reading a book.
It is definitely a coffee table.
It's a coffee table magazine, no question about it. And you will get a lot of good ideas if you were thinking about decorating your home or looking at floor plans. And there's just so much in it. It's a lot of fun. So just when you want to escape from the real world, this is a great way to do it.
It's good to dream.
Yeah.
You never know. It'll come true, maybe.
We have a pool here at the station. We're all in for the lottery now, for the big lottery tomorrow night. We're in. So if you don't hear me on Wednesday morning, you'll know why.
In your dreams.
Dream big, baby. Yes. Dream big. Thank you, Malcolm,
for sticking around.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Pick up your copy of the Parade of Homes Pensacola Magazine this month or Downtown Crowd. In the meantime, we're going to take a break for news, and we'll be back on Pep Talk.